Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Amber May. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. We're on Frank Speech and Rumble and Spotify and all kinds of places, so you can search me. And also, please visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. I'd appreciate your help in supporting my independent journalism. You can become a local member for $5 a month. Go to my store, get some swag, or support one of my sponsors. So I'd really appreciate your help. But make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I would love to have you on my Telegram. You can find me at theambermayshow.com. I'd love to have you there, so join me at theambermayshow.com. But up next on today's show, I'm going to be talking to a man who's joining the convoy and heading to DC. So make sure you stay tuned for that show, because that's coming up right here on the Amber May Show. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you gotta have sheets that are gonna give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're gonna love it. Okay. So I got one from my room, then I got one for my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid, I got you. Anyway, so they arrived, and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm gonna wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When am I gonna wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up, and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town, and that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, and use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now, so go check that out. Welcome back. Like I said, I'm talking to Keith Lambert. He is joining the convoy today, or on his way to join the convoy. He's heading that way from the East Coast, and he's going to meet the convoy up in Texas. So this is really exciting times that we're living in, folks. I just want to ask every listener or viewer that's right now watching this broadcast, please say a prayer to all the truckers out there, all the people driving, because gosh, we're driving in winter times. It's snow in most of the country on the way to Washington, D.C. And just like, something I didn't think about with our Canadian truckers, that they're obviously driving in snow. But Keith, welcome so much to the program. I am glad you agreed to come on the show today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hey, can you flip your camera around? Let's show the viewers what you just showed me a second ago, what you guys are driving in. Wow, that can't be easy, especially the bigger the vehicle, I would imagine. I've never driven in snow myself. I live in the desert, but I imagine the bigger the vehicle, the little slippery it is to control a big vehicle like that. So wow, we do need to pray for our truckers today. So now you have a store called Let's Go Brandon on the East Coast in New England. I think didn't the Gateway Pundit do an article on you?
Actually, yeah, we actually were on Newsmax a couple of times, and we're also on Fox News
Okay.
with the store. And basically, they just kind of wanted to know, which people want to know, well, how'd you come up with the name Let's Go Brandon as a store? So we had at one point 22 Trump stores, New England for Trump in New England when he was running the campaign. And after the election, we put it down to about five locations. We ran it through all this past year. And then when the whole Let's Go Brandon thing hit, it became like, we got merchandise, it became like 85% of our sales. So at that point, I'm like, well, we gotta, I was expanding, ready to be Christmas time. And I'm like, this is a good time for retail. And I just said, let's do a Let's Go Brandon store. So we opened a Let's Go Brandon store and it kind of went viral. And it's been pretty crazy ever since. And
It's
that
funny
was.
that I'm talking to you because I knew about your store from some kind of article, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then here I am speaking to the owner today. I mean, God is amazing. The people that have been coming into my path, I've never, if you would have asked me a year ago, 6 months ago, would you ever imagine the people you're talking to or the people you're talking to today? I was like, I would have said no. I would have said this journey has been a wild ride. So I think it's kind of cool that I'm talking to you because I kind of knew about you, just from your store. I know back in November I was a celebrity at NASCAR because I went to the NASCAR race, the championship race in November, wearing my Let's Go Brandon shirt, and I felt like doors were just opening for me, and I was a celebrity just for wearing the shirt. It was awesome, really cool experience. So, were you guys surprised? I know we're going to talk about the trucker convoy, but I feel like everything kind of comes together in one because we have the stolen election, and then what we're doing right now with the trucker convoy is we're trying to fight the tyranny of the medical fraud that's going on in our country. But when November 3rd happened, how surprised were you when you find out Joe Biden won the election or Brandon won the election?
I didn't buy it. I thought there was going to be something very quickly that was going to take, turn it over. But then it was realized pretty quickly after some of the, different things that went viral of voter fraud. And, just so many different key areas and specific things that happened, bags in places they weren't supposed to be. Just they weren't allowing the Republican side to have their people watch. Poll watchers. It was just so many different things that were happening that I knew that it was a sham, and here we are today. And the sad part is that you still talk to some people and they believe the election was fair. And it's like anyone can look back at it and say that there was a problem, with it. It was definitely a problem.
Yeah, and I was speaking to an attorney earlier this week that fights these medical tyrannies, and what he's saying is the courts are so biased right now with the medical fraud that's going across the world. It's not just America. We are in World War III, and people don't realize we are in World War III right now. But also the courts did not stop us from having a legal a chance to look at evidence. Okay, so they weren't looking at medical evidence in the courts. Some do, but and they also stopped looking at evidence for the voter fraud too. And had we had the correct people in office that were duly elected by you and I and everybody else, we would not be having to have this convoy. And I surely can tell you we wouldn't be dealing with Ukraine right now. And so it all is coming together, this fraud that's been over the world, because now you and the rest of the people that are going to be a part of this convoy are trying to tell DC, hey, you work for us. We don't work for you. We want the mandates lifted. You need to do this because we live in a free world. We have Bill of Rights that you swore to abide by. And that's what this whole trucker movement's about. Am I correct? I mean, that's the gist I'm getting from it. It's like establishing, hey, we're the people. We the people are going to address you because you guys are screwing things up.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to get our constitutional right to be able to have our freedom of speech, to be able to have our freedoms of choice. All of our constitutional rights are being taken away from us with this tyranny that's going on. And it's sad. It really is. And most of the people that are out there that are not involved in this are being cheap and they're just accepting whatever's coming. But I mean, this a lot of us that just will not accept this. And, and that's what we're doing. We're standing up for some of the people that can't stand up for themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So, you know, you could be doing anything else right now. You could be sitting at home watching TV. You could be going on a vacation. You could, heck, be working your store. Why are you deciding to drive from New England in the ice and the cold and the snow to Texas to drive the convoy?
So, two things. I wanted to be able to show my support and be there so that we can help with, you know, awareness. Our main goal is bringing people awareness by allowing them to express themselves by wearing different products. For example, this is one of the hats that we have.
I love that hat. That's cool.
And, it's a nice little,
that's a really nice looking hat.
Nice little trucker hat. Yeah, this is American made. It was all made in the Boston area. And, you know, basically we want to take our goods. We go down there. I mean, our business is selling and obviously we want to make money. But at the same time, I mean, this is a $6,000 of gas just to go down and back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not hoping to get rich. We're hoping to cover our expenses and allow people to have products so that they express themselves and, you know, through wearing it. And the more people that wear these products, the more, just like the Let's Go Brandon, the more people that wear the products, the more people that display the flags, the more aware it's making America. And that's how I can help the movement. That's my, you know, our company can help by doing it that
way. Right. Because like the messaging that got everyone. So, you know, the brainwashing was really strong and powerful. Okay. The fact that there's people from the beginning who caught on to it is amazing because they were not stupid when they decided to brainwash everyone. They were very strategic and they were very smart about it because we had very intelligent people get duped by this medical fraud. Okay. So what did they use? They used print media, kind of like what you're doing with your t-shirts and your hats. It's print media. You can call it that if you want. They put papers on all the doors. It's overhead every time you go shopping, every time you turn on the TV, every other commercial, every time you turn on the radio, every other commercial. They took people like me off YouTube, canceling you off Twitter and Facebook. They're scrubbing the internet so that you don't get the information that you need, okay? And so what we do is we need to counter that. Thank God for Frank Speech, which I'm on. Praise God for Mike Lindell. Praise God for Rumble, who stepped up when YouTube wanted to shut us down. And so then everybody has their skill talents. And I do appreciate you trying to bring what you have to the table with your messaging, because it's super easy. Anyone can put on a shirt. Anyone can put on a hat and walk around and get our messaging out, right? Because everyone's been programmed to hear the other side. Now we get a chance to get our side out with our messaging. So that's pretty cool. Have you been in contact with anybody, any truck drivers, or how are you coordinating? Are you talking to anyone that you could give us kind of like some inside information? Do you have any of that for us?
Well, basically I've been in touch with a couple of people, one guy, Brian Braze. We were on a Indivisible, it's a talk show together, kind of giving about the convoy. They are keeping all of the sites that they're actually stopping at. They're keeping them under close test until about 20 years before, for obvious reasons, safety, things like that. But we basically know what the stops are going to be. We're going to meet them in Texas. We're going to follow the Elk City area. Oklahoma is going to be the next stop. And then after that, they're going to stop in Missouri. So we're going to kind of follow them along with are that kind of given area of where it's going to be until 24 hours prior. All right, well, this is the site that we're going to go to. And so far from what I've seen on some of the videos, you know, there was like thousands of people in Arizona last night when they showed up. That's great. I've been talking to a few groups too that are on Telegram, and some of the people in the groups are planning on, you know, going to these different points. Like, a whole bunch of people from Texas are coming up again, hotels in the Elks area to support the march, the convoy. So it's kind of exciting. I mean, and that was the other part of why I'm doing this, is because the excitement of going across country, being involved in something big, seeing the country. You know, I had hoped when I left it was 60 degrees. I hoped it was going to be warmer down here, but it seems like colder down here. Last time in Amarillo, Texas, where we were going, one of the places that we were going to go through, it was 16 degrees.
Not in Texas. Really? In Texas, 16 degrees. Wow.
Not so good. Yeah.
No. I mean, in Arizona, it's really cold. I'm like, God, right when the convoy is coming, he wants to dump a bunch of snow where the convoy was going to come through Arizona. I was like, God, that's not great timing for our people. But, you know, these truckers are so experienced in what they're doing, so I'm sure they were okay with that weather. But I was hoping that we would have the chill weather that Arizona is known for having, like temperate climate. But no, thou must have snow the week of the convoy. I'm like, okay. All right, God. That's pretty funny. Are you at all worried about what's going to happen when the truckers arrive and you in Washington, D.C.? Because we all saw the color revolution that went down in January 6th. We still have political prisoners that have not had their justice served to them. They've been locked up in solitary confinement in horrendous conditions. They haven't been able to get a fair and speedy trial. Are you at all worried about seeing a repeat of January 6th? Because I saw an article from Epoch Times. They want to call in the National Guard. And I'm just like, why? You didn't call the National Guard when the world was on fire in the United States with these Antifa and BLM people looting, stealing, killing, all that stuff. There was no military then. But now we're going to have a peaceful protest because our side was peaceful January 6th, and it's going to be peaceful today, and they want to call in the National Guard. Are you at all worried about what's going to happen when the trucker convoy arrives in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a big issue. I don't know what the ultimate plan is, but I do think that they're not going to be as... I guess you could say how the Canadians were there. They just kind of planted themselves and they did what they had to do, and it was peaceful. But at the same time, I don't know that they have that plan. And I think that if they try to do something like that, I do think that in D.C., I think they're going to block it. So I don't know that they can even do that. But one thing they can do is they can definitely tie up traffic and they can definitely circle it. So, I mean, one way or the other, they're going to try to get their, hopefully they'll get their point across, and hopefully there'll be something that'll be done. And I know that they're trying to get things done through congressional hearings and hold people accountable for some of the stuff that's going on. Whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know, but I know that that's the goal.
Yeah, and that should be the goal, because these people need to be held accountable. I mean, for God's sakes, the United States funded this stupid virus that has encaptured the world, and it was all planned out. I mean, this was not just oh my God, we just had a virus. I didn't know that was coming. I mean, they have documents within patents and money and all that. There's receipts on all that this was planned from the very beginning, and those people should be held responsible, because you know what? Those people's actions and decisions had major consequences on families across the world. Now there's many people without loved ones that they once had a year ago, but now they don't have that anymore. All because these really awful people decided they wanted to have a power grab, and they thought this was going to be the way to do it. Didn't really care who was who got hurt in between. So I pray that there is some kind of congressional hearing to give these people justice of the family members that lost loved ones. And also for the rest of us that were stuck at home, couldn't do anything, or lost our businesses because we couldn't do anything. And the rest of us who lost something, everybody around the world except the elites lost something. And so the least that could happen is justice be done to them. I do hope that everything will go well with you, and when you guys all get to D.C., that things will go well. And if not, if it doesn't, and they do some kind of fake insurrection again, I hope the American people will really wake up to that and say, hey, now this is times two, and these people were peaceful. No, something needs to change here, and maybe get those people from January 6th finally out of prison. I don't know. I just am hoping that if something on the negative side goes on, I just hope something positive comes out of that. But I'm hoping that everything will stay positive and nothing will happen to anybody. But we're living in interesting times, and Trudeau just like pulled a rabbit out of his hat and then unpulled it out. So it's just like you just never know what the other side is going to do and how desperate they are going to try to defeat our side of peacefully addressing our government for a redress of grievances, which is given to us by our Constitution. Man, crazy times.
It is crazy times. It's absolutely, they should be ashamed of themselves. And I feel horrible for all the people that had to suffer and endure all their losses, whether it be through their families or their businesses. And it's just a shame. It didn't have to come to this, but this is the way that they wanted it. So hopefully now they can be held accountable. And
I hope so too. I hope so too. I'm just, this is so exciting. I was in my Telegram group, our group was very excited. And if you want to join our Telegram group, you can find me at the Amber May Show on Telegram or AC Supermoms. You can find me there too. Either one. But our Telegram group was like blowing up in excitement and people were getting their signs out because they wanted to show support to this movement because we're finally this is like a greatest uniting that we've ever experienced and like at least in my lifetime. I know previous generations they had the things that united them, but in our lifetime we've been the media and the elites or whoever they are has done a really good job of trying to divide our country. And I am really upset that they've been successful. But this, I'm hoping, is the biggest backfire because I feel like this is something we can all unite on. We all love the Constitution and we all love our country. And sometimes we get blinded by media and how they spin things because these people are super smart. And then it divides us because some side is seeing something a whole nother side isn't seeing. But this is something that we're all coming together on, and we can like cheer and hold our signs and donate money to the truckers who are needing gas or whatever because we all want this medical freedom. We all treasure that. And that's why I think I'm a little jealous of you right now because I'm not in a position where I can go out and follow the convoy, but you get to. And so as you follow, I hope you'll come back and you'll report on what you've been seeing. Take some videos for my show, please. And because I want to have you come back as you like as your journey continues, because I think this is so exciting to have someone embedded in the convoy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One thing I didn't mention is that all of our stores, we have stores in New England, all of our stores were hubs for donations, and they're actually picking up the donations, I believe, today.
Oh.
And it's like a couple of box trucks full of merchandise that, just
Oh.
all like whatever, canned goods and water and perishables and all that kind of stuff, paper towels and things like that that the truckers needed. And just for everybody out there, want to support and purchase any of our merchandise, this is our website. You can see that there. It's NE4Trump.com. NEFORTRUMP.com. And we also have a Let's Go Brandon store.org. We have two different sites. So all of our merchandise is there if you want to support. We appreciate it. And then you can go out and support your convoy that goes by your area.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. Please, please take footage. Once you have some, once you're involved and all that, please come back on and share it with us because we kind of want to be a part of your adventure in that. And thanks for trying to get stuff together. So like it was, I can't imagine it was hard when you put the word out that, hey, come and donate to the truckers. I can't imagine that was hard. I'm sure like people are coming in like crazy, right? Donating.
Yeah, there was tons of people coming in, and we had an issue with cash. People wanted to donate cash. We're like, just go get gas cards. That's one of the things they're gonna need. Get some gas
Oh,
cards, and
yeah.
we'll supply them with that so they can fuel up and stuff like that.
See, I'm on the
But yeah, it
west
was.
side. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm on the west side, so I know what it's like being out here in the southwest. What is life like back east? I mean, tell me what it's like where you're from. Is it open? Is it free? Do you have to wear a mask? Do you have to be vaccinated? Like, tell me what it's like on your side of the world.
Oh yeah, it's definitely different in the Northeast. I mean, you're in the hub of Liberalville up there, and that's why everyone's like, how do you open up these stores locally and get the support? There's a ton of support up there, but it's just there are these strong head liberals, and it's yes, everybody's got to wear a mask in almost all the states and where you are when you go inside a building. I know in Boston they. A couple of states there that require a vaccination card to get in. I know that for if you want to see a Bruins game or a Celtics game, you have to prove a vaccination to get in because it's in Boston, it's indoor. I don't know if they're lifting that. I heard rumors that they might be lifting it, but I know it's going to be a challenge to, lift everything. I really hope that if it does happen, if they do lift things, it's a permanent thing. I know that there's been proof the mask doesn't work. It's been proven that the vaccination doesn't work. Natural immunity is the best way to prevent yourself from getting something. That's another thing that's been proven. And we just got to keep trying to fight for our freedoms and make sure that we're not taken advantage of and, herded into this thing that they want to create, which is I just think is absolutely ridiculous.
Like back east in New England, what would you say the percentages of those that really believe what the media is putting out versus what the truth is about the whole vaccination, masks, and all that? Like, what do you think the percentages of the population over there? What do they believe? Like, was it
It's probably
50-50 or 90?
more like 60-40 because I mean you people driving around in their cars with masks on while they're driving. And it's
Like 60% of the people believe in all that stuff, or 60% of the people, oh, okay, really?
but I mean it was more like 80. It was a high number at one point. People were just running scared. But I just think over time people are just realizing it's a hope, and that it's not good. What's going on with Fauci and all that crap. They're realizing that, one day it's wear a mask, one day it's don't wear a mask, one day it's wear five masks, get the vaccination, don't get the vaccination. They don't know what they're talking about. They just preach whatever the people that are pulling the strings tell them to say.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's been flip-flopped. Like every day it's a new thing. Like it's like, can we be consistent here? Because your science is all over the place. So is there really science, or is someone pulling the strings and telling you what to say, when to say it exactly? Well, that's a good sign that those people that supposedly we have a Democrat stronghold in the East Coast are starting to wake up. And I really want to challenge that, because I really want to think that maybe election fraud's been happening for some time. Because in Southern Arizona, in Pima County has been known as a blue stronghold in our state. Okay. But we found out just recently in an ad hoc legislative hearing that there was a meeting, and in the meeting they said, and it was a Democrat meeting, 35,000 ballots were already put into the election, down ballot for all the Democrat candidates. So there was already cheating before the election even started, that every candidate started out with 35,000 votes. And supposedly this was a blue stronghold. My question to you would be, if the Democrats really had that stronghold in Pima County, why would they need to cheat? Can you answer that question for me?
Well, it's obvious
It's
because they did it.
obvious, right? Exactly. So, because just based on Pima County, I would challenge any city that is supposedly a really strong blue city to dive into your elections, because you might find the same thing in Pima County, that it really isn't a stronghold. They've been cheating from the beginning, and they put a lot of votes in from the beginning, so it gives the appearance that it's a stronghold. And so when you get your city council that's blue, And you get your governor that's blue, and you get your senators that's blue. They won't give an inch. They will not give an inch. And you experience that in the East Coast. Any state that has been once red, like Colorado, used to be a red state. Not anymore. Are there red people in there? There's a whole bunch of red people in there. Like a whole bunch. Like, I bet if they actually had a free and fair election, I bet there'd be a lot more Republicans winning elections. But that's just not the case. So I would challenge people in the wherever you are that you think you have a blue stronghold, if you could fight like Arizona, maybe that should be a slogan. I'm gonna give that to you. Fight like Arizona, like they have like fight like a Flynn, you know? I'm fight like Arizona. Fight like a Flynn in Arizona. Fight like a Flynn in Arizona. See, I'm just giving you gold right here, buddy. Just gold. I mean, dig into your elections, because if we didn't have the faulty people running the country right now, then we wouldn't be under this mandate, and we wouldn't have this medical fraud over us, and you wouldn't have to be in a convoy going across the world on icy roads. You could sit in front of your TV and actually have a beer and have some fun. But because we're in the situation we're in, because faulty elections and medical fraud, now we are on the brink of losing our freaking nation and our freedoms. Look at what just happened in Canada, people. They're not even getting due process. They have pastors in prison, not getting to be bailed. The head of the convoys were thrown in prison without bail, and who knows when they're going to get out? Have no idea. And so, if you don't have freedom and you don't have people following the laws, then what do you have? You have tyranny, right? So God bless you. Keith, I'm excited to talk to you. Thank you for taking footage. I'll keep giving you know, I'll keep coming out with slogans for your company. Don't worry, I got you, man. I got you. We'll talk about splitting the revenue later down the road. But thank you so much for coming on the program today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to your updates as you move closer to DC.
Absolutely. Let's stay in touch with your telegram and we'll see if we can get you some good stuff.
Once again, what's your website?
The website, I will post it one more time. It is neforTrump.com or the letsgobrandonstore.org.
Let's go, Brandon. Yes.
Okay, that's the one right there. The Cowboy and the Let's Go Brandon.
Hey, so I thought I would put on my Let's Go Brandon shirt. You can find it at theamoreshow.com. Grab some merch while you're there. But I had asked one of my correspondents to go out there and film the trucker convoy. So Super Tom did a super great job. Thank you, Super Tom, for being a correspondent on the Amber May Show to get footage of what it was like as the truckers were coming by on the I-40. So check this out, because I want you to know the narrative that happened in January 6th, it was a total peaceful protest, okay? There was singing, there was patriotic music, there was signs, there was all that stuff, right? There was no media there, and you saw that back in on my video. I have a documentary, a documentarius who was there on January 6th and documented that and said there was no media. So far, I don't know if the media is covering the convoy or not, but if it gets to Washington, D.C., and you find out that there's an insurrection again, you're going to know because of the Amber May Show and the correspondents that are documenting this that that did not happen. So check out what our correspondent, Super Tom, who's very super, I love him, sent the Amber May Show. Great
Let's get our country back. We got us a convoy. Yeah.
A patriot supporting the convoy. Love these signs. These are great, great signs. They look fantastic. God always wins. God always wins. Good versus evil, and God always wins. I love that sign.
Woo!
blossom.
Oh God, the tree of blossom.
Here we are in the Freedom Convoy. All patriots are out here. And we're supporting the Freedom Convoy.
Yeah.
In Seligman. Feel free to come out and join us.
I want to share this picture of the firefighters in Seligman. I just thought this was a really great photo taken. That is a really, really good photo. So that's the firefighters from Seligman, Arizona. They set up outside of town so that they could get their 30-foot flag over the overpass. Man, nothing feels more incredible when patriots get together behind the flag of the United States and come together as one. It's just an incredible feeling. That's the firefighters from Seligman. That's a great flag. That's a great flag. Thank you so much, Super Tom, for that. Check out this this video clip of what happened right in Barso. So Barso was the first place that they had the convoy started at, and then Seligman and I-40 was the next area that came through Northern Arizona. And we talked to someone just earlier on the show that is heading to Texas to catch up with the convoy there. So it's exciting times. So check out this video. So it's so peaceful. It's really uplifting. It was such an incredible video. Check this out. So this video came right out of where the whole convoy kicked off. So check this video out. Very peaceful. Very peaceful protest.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Remember, find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show on Telegram. Join us there. You can also find me at AZ Supermoms, but please join me at the Amber May Show on Telegram. Visit my website, theambermayshow.com. If you're a trucker, I'd love to interview you. So if you know a trucker, let them know about me. Please like, share, and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. Like, share, and subscribe. And I hope you have a fantastic day. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Uh-oh. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets. I need that Skrilla on the river.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.